two remarks. It's maybe the shala from Bitul Torah that my shir, because the way the Olam learns and the Kol Torah is stronger than any shir I may say. So you'll be moichel, but I was asked to learn halachas together. We'll try to learn. Second remark, I didn't come to be mechazek. I came to be mechazek to see a mokum from the Kol Torah, from like a besmedrash, no less than a besmedrash somewhere in Lakewood. The chizuk is mine, not yours. You will get no chizuk from me. I'll read what says in Shulchan Aruch only. Fine. Gzeras pas akum, and gzeras bishul akum, and gzeras the shemen akum, when that happened, or gzeras yayin akum, and all those gzeres are basically midrabbanan, it's a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah in second perek. And the reason of all of them, the common reason for all of them, mishum hasnus. There are some poskim who emphasize also mishum znus. There were goes there that the kiruv of the bishul and the kiruv of pas and kiruv of yayin will bring hasnus to be mishaten with them, and that's alav deoraisa lo titchaten bam. And there are some poskim, as I mentioned, that the gzera was also on znus, shema izne, because pas and bishul and v'chulu may bring certain closeness to bring to znus. This is irrelevant now, the nekuda, if it's znus, if it's chasnus, hainu hach lemaise. But the gzeras were gradually, they were not together. The Rishonim asked the question, Im gozru ala bishul akum, which gzeras bishul includes anything which is non-edible, enon echal chai, non-edible at the raw stage, it should include also pas. Pas is a form of a bishul. Bishul akum doesn't mean cooking, it's frying and broiling and toasting and baking too. Baking fish will be the same issue. So why baking bread needs a different gzero? Why wasn't bishul akum including pas, that it appears from the Sugya Sagemora that pas was a later on gzera, not included in bishul? Zog in the poiskim that in Achinami, but bishul akum excluded bismano in the beginning pas, because pas was chay nefesh. It's something very very important, very substantial. You can't live without it. Kilo alechem yevado yichiye adam, but you need lechem. And therefore, at the beginning, lo gozru ala pas. Later, there was a later on gzera ala pas also, and that gzera was not niskabel in klal Yisrael. And the klal is in gzera sotakonos chazal, that kol gzera shelo nitkabel ala klal, rov hatzibur, lo am dubah. The gzera doesn't take off, the takono, the gzera doesn't take off, doesn't start. And therefore, the gzera stayed partially mutar, partially osur, as bishul is different, and yain is different, and you will find no heterim basically in bishul, or not in yain, or in any other mashkoyes. There's a mashke also, shechar, an alcoholic mashke that asur to drink together with the goy in the mokum ha-mechira, in the store, in the bar, in the, whatever they drink. So gzeras pas was always excluded from bishul. And as I said, nitkabla ha-gzera, lo nitkabla, pashta ha-gzera b'chol Yisrael, or lo pashta, was accepted, was not accepted. They were boydek periodically, and they saw that the gzera lo pashta, therefore he tirua, therefore they were matir. In the heter, it's not clear what the heter was. So Shulchan Aruch states at the beginning, Osru chachomim lechol pashel amamim akum mishum chasnes. Afilu b'mokom deleka mishum chasnes is osur. Mokom deleka mishum chasnes, it would mean, lemoshol, a goy that hasn't got a daughter. There's no one to marry. A young boy. A Yiddish young boy, 10 years old, he's not going to marry anybody. He's not holding any marriage. Or in a Medina that is also for Yidden to marry Goyim, that the Malchus Asers, is no Gzeras Chasnus. Nevertheless, the Rama asks in all three of them. In any case, whether in this particular case there is Chasnus or not, there is whom to marry, or there is someone who wants to get married, or someone who's looking, or may get married, that's irrelevant, and the issue doesn't change. That's what the Rama means. ולא עושו אלא פס של חמש עשר מינים, אבל פס של קוטניס ושל אוירס ודויכן אינו בכלל פס סתם שעושו. And therefore is the pas which was high in nefesh was only on pas of chamesh esa meaning, meaning wheat and barley, chulhu. Oats, the shara meaning. But pas shel kotnit, any beans, for example, bread in certain medinas in Mexico, Lamashal, which is cornbread, that's the popular tortilla that a Mexican eats, that pas is not a pas. Doesn't belong into pas. And it may go back to be bishul. Mitoch that the grain or the ingredient is so non-choshuv, it's not chaye ha'odom, and it's not so important, so needed, it goes back to being bishul. So pas again, it was excluded, whatever is needed l'chaye ha'nefesh. And pat, orez, rice, or pat, dohan, we don't know what dohan is, this one, that one. Opat, the most common one, tiras, corn. Tiras in Hebrew is corn. Is cornbread will be non-impas. Non-impas. Needless to say that you don't say hamoitzi. So you see that cornbread is not including zeras pas, not because it's not hamoitzi. A different reason. Because it's not chaye ha'odom. Therefore, will be also mehamat bishul akum. It will be there. In Hilchas Bishul Akum, that any bishul on any food which is not oile al shulchan melochim, that's an important tnai in Bishul Akum. It has to be something that you will make in the shulchan melochim. It doesn't mean shulchan melochim only the king or the queen, but a shulchan melochim, bechobadik shulchan, I guess in an important meal that you would not serve it. Then there is no Hilchas Bishul Akum on anything which is not served to a, as I said, Shulchan Melochim. Therefore, some of these grains, corn, may not be Oile Shulchan Melochim. Corn is a big problem. Is it Oile Shulchan Melochim or it isn't? Corn has so many usages, so many transformation. You transform into so many things. Would corn be part of the dish of a king or a queen? Corn itself, maybe not, but maybe the byproducts of the corn, maybe when you change it, it is, we would leave it on the side. That is cornbread or rice bread or rice cakes or things similar to that. All these will belong in Bishul Akum and Siman Kufyut Gimbal when we learn, or better say, when you learn Bishul Akum. Pas is only Hameshit Amini. These are basic yesodot. Then there is another important yesod that the pas is osur. Beginning, he says osur chachomim. Pas shel amamim. Amamim are Gentiles. Irrelevant whether they are Ovida Avodah Zorah. The Chabad says akum. That the Ishmaelim is also osur, even if they're not akum. And the Berbahoive. Goy, which is not akum, is also pito, is osur. Not because it's Ovid Avodah Zorah. In Yayin Nesech, there is such a thing that the Isur Hano from Yayin Nesech, the Isur Shtiyah from Yayin Nesech, it's one. The Isur Hano from Yayin Nesech is Machmas Avodas Kochovim. And therefore the Rambam holds and the Mechaber holds that Ishmaelim, their Yayin is Mutar Behano because they're not Ovid Kochovim. That is in Yayin. However, in Bishul Akum, it's irrelevant whether it's Ovid Kochovim or not. Bito is Asuro. And therefore is the therefore the Gzera stays. The Achronim talk about a Mechalel Shabbos or a Mumar who is Dino Asa'uhu Ke'akum Lechol Dvorov, as the Rambam Paskens at the end of Perek Bet Hilchos Shabbos, that Dino Ke'akum Lechol Dvorov, a Mechalel Shabbos or a Stama Mumar, or Mumar Lechol HaTorah Kula, or Mumar Le'Avodah Zorah, or Mumar Le'Shabbos, which Dino Ke'akum, what would be his din in here? That's a very common shaila, that many times you have a bakery who himself, the baker itself, or the workers, or the baker is non-observant, is he considered an akum or not? Maskonas, if you would see in Petri Tshuva, he would bring a certain tefillah le-Moshe, I believe, is it? Yeah, a tefillah le-Moshe is also the past shel mumar shore is muta because bito muteret. Because his daughter is muta, she's the Yiddish. Bito shel mumar, she's the Yiddish maiden, so she's muta. But that's only, here you see it as a stam. Other achronim in later siman, in later pages, bring lahlok on this tefillah le-Moshe, and most of the poskim did not pass him like that. And once he is like dinok akum lechol dvorov, he is akum lechol dvorov, sai le yayin nesech, sai le bishul akum, sai le cholav akum, sai le pas akum also. Although bitu is muteres. That is a mechalel Shabbos, which dinok akum. The bottom of the line is that Bismano, the Chazonish said, everyone knows that today they don't have din of Bizokt Mendoz. Shinisgadlu lelo toiro, the new generation that grew without Torah and mitzvahs, dinam ke Yisroel lechol dovor. Because they are shoigeg, and the mezinish can mezid, that is the Chazonish. Yeah. Memela, they don't have din akum. And Mechal Shabbos Poshut, for all these dinim, all of them, one after the other, Bishul Akum, Pasakum, Yain Akum, all of them. That is the Chazon Ish. However, recently, not long ago, Rabbi Yoshiv held differently. Sheze haya bizmano shel Chazon Ish, that the awareness of the Freie Welt to Shmira Shabbos was very weak. Shvach, 60, 70 years ago, the Freies had no access and we had no communication with them. But after 60 years of pounding Hafganot, is ob the Hafganot, oif geton, that there is no Freie Yid that doesn't know Asur to ride in Karon Shabbos. There's no such thing. He may say, well, this, I need it. I don't say, everyone heard about Shabbos. So today this has an issue, doesn't apply. As I took a flat paskenen, again, every case is different, and everyone is different. Yeah, it depends on the person. Amol, you find from other medinas, from other medinas that there was no Torah, Ruslan maybe, whatever there was, that this is still applicable. Mm-hmm. But in Eretz Yisrael, the regular Freie Welt, the Olam Achiloni, as they call it, I don't call them Chiloni. I call them Amaratzim. No such thing as Chiloni. It's Amaratzim. That's all it is. So that's basically what the Chazon Ish meant. But today, they're not Amaratzim. The media and all that made them somehow aware of the din that is such a thing as Shabbos. Maybe not every Prat.
If the media makes it that people are Shabbos, Shabbos are crazy because they got
to know. From this, you're crazy, Nish crazy, but they know it's Osur. They know it's Osur. Crazy is only an excuse. Crazy and a fatatish mention, old style, old mentality, old teaching, lehavdil, lefandoros, and old whatever, zenisht. Yeah, it's a mikvon, mitlotetzim al ze. But they know there's such a thing as Shabbos. Shabbos is a day, a different day, and is the day of rest, and there is such a thing as Briat Shamayim Va'aretz. There's no kfira on Bria today. Even if the hold of evolution, v'chulu, the awareness is much, much, much bigger than 60 or 70 years ago. Bizman shel Chazon Ish. That's the mashua ya omer. Be'ofen klali, kamuvan, individually, sometimes you find someone who doesn't know anything. So as I said again, pas, we are referring to anything baked, made out of the chamesh esamenim. That because of the chshivus, there is a certain kiruv das between the host and the guest, not only host and a guest, between the yid and the goy, certain chshivus and certain kiruv das, mimela, that may bring chasnas.
That only applies when there's actually someone of marriageable
age. I mentioned before. Let's say there is no, for example, I meant to say, there is a chido, or better say, there is a Minchas Yitzchak Tshuva, who brings the chido, who brings a Maharit Tatz, a Svardish Goyen, Bayomi Mahem, 300 years ago minimum, that a pas, or bishul, or pas, or bishul akum, or pas, of ownerless company or something like that, like today, corporations. What do you mean? Who's the daughter of I don't know. Let's say, I don't know, Nabisco company. Who's that? There's nobody there. There's no one home. There's no owner. Who's the daughter of? I forgot. Another one. Boss. Whoever company. There is no one home there. There's not an owner. Is pas akum, the pas belongs to an akum. By the way, pas akum means it belongs to the akum. Or the akum made it, formed it, or the akum baked it. You know, these three stages. Either he owns it, or he formed it, he made it, or he baked it. But there's no one there. There's no one. No one owns it, no one did it, no one made it, no one baked it. Everything is machines, and the ownership is not Mr. Nobody. An ownership that hasn't gotten, like a berib Islam, is yet, there's a tzad kulent badover, the Minchas Yitzchak brings a tzad kula badover, although he doesn't like it, lemaise, but it's a tzad hamikilim that there is no owner there, the ownerless. Ownerless in the sense, there is not an akum, a specific akum. Not only hasn't got a daughter, and you haven't got a son, and you are not in the marriage, you're not looking for a shidduch, and you're not interested in, but afal pichen, there is not a person, there is not a pas akum, the main tenai is an akum, the shtok an akum. It is not a yid, it is not an akum either. Is nevertheless bepashtus, all this hasn't got, doesn't make a difference, bepashtus. Fine. So again I say the chamishas aminim, the next saif. Begam eno osu mishum bishul akum im eno ila shulchan melochim, as we said, means the chamishas, the shar aminim. It's not also mishum bishule akum, because normally the dochan, the orez, you see, he considers pat orez not oile ashulchan melochim. I don't know, maybe pat rice bread not, but maybe today there is many things you do with rice which are recommended. First of all, healthy, second, lighter, second, hulu vechulu, that there are some products of the rice that could be oil ashulchan melochim. You may see it in a fancy affair, in a fancy wedding, or in a fancy, in some Hilton, or in some Marriott. You may see it. It's not baliroi balimotzi. You're not going to see corn on the cob. True. You're not going to see maybe cooked rice. Not maybe yeah.
Sushi.
Oh, but, oh, sushi. Sushi. Yeah. Sushi alone. You know. So which affair doesn't have sushi, and which one is not? He's not proud of the sushi, and which bar mitzvah doesn't have, which chazan doesn't have, chulu v'chulu, and which hotel doesn't have it. Ah, you're not on shulchan melochim. Besenish. The rice, if rice is oil shulchan melochim, it's not that clear. When you learn bishul akum again, you will see it.
What's the difference if rice is
and
rice isn't? It's my rice bread, but
we don't go bosad. Oh, that's a big shaila. I don't know if you go bosad the mean or the byproduct.
That's in front of you.
Besenish. In bishul akum, you will see that. I don't know if you go bosad the min, the potatoes are aloy shulchan melochim, but the potato chips aren't, or you go bosad the chips, and they aren't, for sure. Do you go bosad the min, potatoes, and they are aloy shulchan melochim? There was a machlokes Rav Moshe and Rav Yankov Zatzal, both. They disagreed on this point. When you look at Bishul Akum, you'll see if potatoes are aloy shulchan melochim, they are. But sure, some byproducts of the potatoes, chips, chulu v'chulu, potatoes, chips, sticks, for sure you won't find them in Shulchan Melochim.
Rice is always Oila Shulchan Melochim. Everybody knows that rice is Oila Shulchan
Melochim. Ramos says, V'gam eno osu mishum bishul akum im eno Oila Shulchan Melochim.
This bread is made Oila Shulchan Melochim.
Because the bread, you mean. Could be. Because the bread is not Oila. You follow the final product. Could be. Yachol Yot. The next saif, יש מקומות שמקילים בדובה ולא חימפס מנחתום האקום במקום שהם שם נחתום ישראל מפני שהיא שעסת חק. Oh, this is the heter. יש מקומות only, you see, it's only יש מקומות. Those מקומות that לא פשטה התקנה ולא קיבלו התקנה, and the תקנה was weak, is there they found a mokom lehakel. Since the takana was weak, it doesn't need another bezdin godol memenu b'minyan ubechokhma, u'memela the takono is shvach, and the takono doesn't bind anybody, therefore some mekomos were no hegel hokel. That's what the pshat. The takono was not mekubal al drov klal Yisrael. Therefore, the takona is weak. The entire takona, the whole takona of Pasakum, and some mekomes were noheg lehokel. But what were they noheg lehokel? Pas minachtom, they found the pshara of pat nachtom, haakum. Bemokom shen sham nachtom Israel mipenei shei shas adchak. Oh, two or three conditions. It has to be pas. Akum, Amazon Paspaltar versus Pat Baalabait. So there is Mr. Italiano next door who makes bread for himself and he sends you a dos fayomtev, and that's for sure not. Because that's Pas Baalabais. And there, that they will never know such a heter. Favos, because you could do without it. You could do without it. Well, what do you need to eat from him? But Pas Nachtom from a baker, who's going to bake? If not, goy. If you tell me Nachtom is also, where should I get the bread from? Nachtom Israel, it's nishto. The Malkom Shem Sham Nachtom Israel. So that's dachak. Don't eat the bread from Mr. Italiano next door that he sent you. And you know, 100% is kosher, the ingredients and the oven and everything is kosher. Mea achuz. Pita. Pita, the Arabs. Yud Memshin, the Arabs, they don't cook without flour and water. First of all, they are poor, they can't afford any ingredient, and they are also by their chok, to use any lard, v'chulu, v'chulu. So the bread was always as kosher as it could be. So the next door, Mustafa baked pita in his own oven, bread and water, and the oven is as clean as ours, the havdil. Yeah, there's no meat there, and there's no lard, and it's garnished. But it's a balabait. Balabait, you could do without it. It's not shasat chak, but you don't depend on him. How could you depend on him? He's not made for selling. But on the nachtom, that you depend on the nachtom, and nishtok and under the nachtom, there's no other baker. So, me'ayin li lechem, where do I get the bread from? Therefore, they will make it. Taich. The word the title mechaber. No kom shen sham nachtom Israel mi peneshi shasat chak. So here is the read the Ramom. The learn the Ramom. Yeshomerim de afilu be mokom she pas Israel motzui shore. Oh, the Ramom is chelik on the mechaber. This is one. There are two instances in Hilchos pas akum where the mechaber is more machmir than the Ramom. In Bishulakum too, but in pas akum there are two. This is one of them. Very, very simple case. That there is a pass from a nachtom goy, from a baker, there is mokom lehokel. And why a nachtom, there is mokom lehokel? Because a nachtom is not interested in, he has no relationship with you. The relationship that he has is only a business relationship as a client, a customer, and a seller. That's all, but he has no friendship with you besides the selling. Whereas the balabais has a relationship of a neighbor, of a friend, and he make Chalila into Hasnus. Therefore, the Nachtom, it's more kal. But that's only the Mokom Shen Nachtom Israel. So I am in a city that is no Nachtom Israel. It's impossible to find what we call Pas Israel. No Nachtom Israel, no baker. The only baker is a goy. The only baker is a goy, that's Shashat Chak. Where he's going to eat the. Who's going to make? He should make the bread. Not everyone knows. Not everyone could. Not everyone has an oven. Ovens were not as common as today. You have three ovens, dos in parve, and ishto adach. Imela hekilu comes the Ramo and is mekil afilu v'mokum sheyesh pas is pas nachtom Israel. So you have two nachtomim, one next to each other. You go left. Is the Ramo afilu v'mokum shepas Israel motzui on the right. You could take from the left, from the Nachtom Akum. Big machlokes and mechaber Ramo and vashteitzach that ish eida is noeg accordingly. That's our pidin. So if today there is any city that there is both a motzui meikar hadin, according to this Ramo meikar hadin, it's mutter to buy this as much as the other one.
Is that only a place where the tanur is only filled with bread?
It's
Do we know it's kosher? We have a mashgiach, we have the supervision, and there is whatever supervision there is, that everything operating there is, all the ingredients are kosher, including everything else. The only problem is that the baker, the bakers, the workers, the ones who put in the oven, will see who you follow. Do you follow the owner, you follow the workers? But let's say everybody's a goy, everybody's an akum, the pas is muta lefi harama. Good? This is the Ikar HaDin. The Ramo is the Ikar HaDin. However, Hamedaktikim Nizharim, this is a fact, Meleechol Afilu Pat Paltar, even a Pas Paltar, from Paltar means a baker, Nachton Paltar is the same, Afilu En Pas Yisroel Motsui, the other way around. So this Medaktikim is over the Mechaber and over the Ramo. They are medaktikim, that we are machminat to eat pas from a filu palter goy, needless to say, balabait, even if there is no substitute, there's nothing to eat. Gornish, there's nothing to eat. So you'll eat no pas. Either they bake, or they kasher, and they make it pas Yisroel somehow. It's very easy to make pas Yisroel, the Mechaber Paschas later, it's a Gemara, it's a Rambam, it's nothing to talk. That the pas Yisroel, you could turn the pas into a pas Yisroel by, on the way to Shul, entering to the bakery and taking as small as a match, piece of wood, a match, as a piece of wood, a match, and throw it into the oven. That is a new fire. Ponim Chadoshes Bo'u Lekan is a new fire, and that fire is a Yisroelic fire, and the entire pas that day, or the following days, so long the oven does not go off, is a pas Yisroel.
Even if a guy afterwards throws in a match?
Even what?
Even if the baker throws in afterwards another match?
Yeah, sure.
It's not a new fire again?
No. Bishul ha bishul, no. Shomutar, the whole day is mutar. So long the main flame is there, if the oven goes off. There are some, by the way, there are some factories, hechsherim today in the modern world, today there's no oven, there's no fire, there's no fire, that there are mekilim, some gufe hechsherim, I don't want to say the name, I don't need to say, that they are relying on the pilot. There is a pilot, there used to be a pilot from gas. Now today there's no pilot. What is there? Light. Electric light. This light. And this, this in a way, it's lit. This cannot bake. You cannot do anything. No, but this is part of the heat of the oven. This produces heat, some kind of heat, 1 degree. And this is part, and if the mashgiach ignites the light from his remote control, whatever, and he may be in Williamsburg and the factory in Minneapolis, that is Pas Yisroel. Because he ignited one source of energy in the oven. Although that is insignificant let's say the rest of the oven is electric, let's say, which that's what the case is normally. Everything is electric. But part of that electricity, a bulb, a light, some source of energy, it's lit by the mashgiach, by the Eid. So long that is on, that's Pas Yisroel. That's a bikula.
A match
is a chelek of the fire. I don't know if this is a chelek of the coals which are electric there. I don't think so. But pilot light, you will learn in Bishul Akum that the Ramo is making on a pilot light if the flame is on. And the small flame was ignited by the Yid, and the goy takes from that flame to ignite the second fire. This is Bishul Yisroel, the second one. The Ramos Kula. It's a big Kula, you have to learn it there. It's in Kufyud Gimel, not here. The regular pilot. But this is a lesson pilot. This is, I don't know what it is. It's a light in the oven. There are big ovens. They have to know what goes in there. It's not an oven. So the commercial ovens that have the size of this room that go in there, I don't know, 50,000 pounds of bread at once, or cookies, or anything else. It's a room, and it's light. It needs some kind of light. for people to walk in, to walk out, to push in trays or cars or whatever they push in there.
So you see, we don't care who the worker or the owner is, as long as
they're
throwing the match.
Yeah, yeah, sure. So as long as the Yid. 100%. As long as the Yid, on the way, when I say on the way to Shul, because that used to be in Europe, that on the way to Shul, anybody of the Kehillah would pass by the oven, pass by and throw a match and continue to daven. And then after daven, the bread is mutar.
And that makes it his bread?
But that makes it done by Israel. Even for Sephardim. The famous Dach that you all know, Bishul Yisrael Sephardi, who became very popular recently in awareness that the Sephardim in Bishul Akum and Mahmir, which is true, but that's only in Bishul, anything that belongs to Bishul, as we said. But not in Pas. Pas, the Mechaber is Meikil, it's a Gemara, in fact, you don't need a Mechaber, that Afilu Zorak Bo Kisam, Afilu he throw in a toothpick, a plain toothpick.
Timer or remote control. Program by
100%. Oh yeah, that's for sure. A remote control. That's the way factories operate. How do things operate today?
Even timer that 1 month ago he put the timer for the whole month. That would be considered.
That's koicho shel Ha'id, koicho of the Israel. 100%. How do you think all these things operate? Oh, the Mashgiach travels too? No, it doesn't. But whoever, wherever he is, if he's in the main city in Chicago, and then the things are produced in somewhere Omaha, and the Tanur, let's go in Pat. Let's talk about Pat. I don't want to mix with Bishul. Eh? In the Tanur, the oven of this factory cannot operate besides with a remote control, with a code, who the only one who has it is the Mashgiach. I am Ekshlofen, I'm in the Nacht. He's two sleep, deep sleep. But he gets a phone call to wake up from the goyim there. Rabbi, wake up. Yeah, no problem. He puts the code, goes on, and he turns like, to sleep right. And everything that night and that following day, it is Pas Yisrael for sure, according to everybody. He ignited the oven. I don't know about the light. He ignited the oven, very simple as. He doesn't have to be present.
He's like, even if he programmed it a month ago to turn on today.
Therefore what? It's koi choy. That is maise. Ilule ma'asav, nothing would have happened. So the maise doesn't have to take off today. It could take off in a month. Ilule ma'asav, nothing would happen. Better than the kisam. Better than the match, than the toothpick.
So
that's for sure.
Bishul
is something else. Bishul is a different Zad. This is one of the coolest of Pas Akum, is this. The Pas Yisrael, that the involvement of the Yid is not that much needed besides a toothpick.
What happens if the electricity went out and the Geisha workers turned back on the electricity and that's what turned the oven back on?
That could be. Yeah.
That could be a problem.
Yeah, but I don't think it works like that. I think that when an oven is off, it's off. You need a control again. Yeah.
Where's this medaktik?
The medaktikim is a fact. It's not in Shulchan Aruch. You're not going to find it. And this medaktikim is the direct connection with Aser Zemetshuva. This medaktikim, as we mentioned before, is a direct connection with Hilchot Dorten, Aser Zemetshuva. And the Mechaber Paskens. The din that afilu anizhar mishelo nizhar mipat paltar agan tzior, and he takes pat paltar when it's mutar. Nishkan rosh chalila when it's mutar. The divrei hakoyim when there is no nachtom Israel, right? Which is pas paltar is mutar, pas nachtom is mutar. Yet it should be machmir aser shemet shuva. It's not which is mutar in Shulchan Aruch. You know, it's not there's no machloikes. In the case that there's no paltar Israel, zicher everyone is matir. Mechaber brings the loshon yesh. It's true. Yesh mekoyim, yesh mekilim badova. Good. It doesn't bring that lo ra'uy or asur or the lack of shemerube. It's meikar din. But yet we are medactic. For example, Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos, the Ramo paskens that af al pichen, we should not eat this pat. This pat that the Mechaber is matir, or the Ramo is matir, or mokom shen nachtom Israel. So we eat during the week. Shabbos no hagul lefot halot. No one is going to eat paspaltan on Shabbos. Or at Kuponim, we shouldn't. Lechatchila. Either you buy it or you prepare it. The Ramosh said you should prepare it. You should bake at home. No, you buy it.
If a person is stuck on Shabbos, it's either paspalter and he's in medak, he never eats paspalter.
Avada is not going to push the mitzvah from Gimel Sudas, which very possible is the Oraita, according to many Rishonim, because of this Chumre.
So
of this dikduk, zechenisht. Afilu seuda shlishit, which many rishonim hold, you could do it with tavshil or with peres and ishtab acheres esohel or with the maaseh dogon. Yet, if he's machmir on pas, zicher he's not going to. This is a chumra. This is a dikduk. This is a dikduk. But in aseret yom etshuva is a din. But what is the din in aseret yom etshuva? Very important. That's everyone asks. What do you do aseret yom etshuva with pretzels and all its families, with cereals? All those branches, all those things. What do you do as a mechuvah? Pass, fine. Pass, you could find. But all these products, many times there is only non-pass Israel. Is it what consists pass Israel and what is not? Either the Taz brings later. It's a memetis in mechaber. I'm sorry, it's a ramon. It's a machluk. It's a toisus and it's a ramon. You could see it in the Ramo in Saif Vav. Ve'otam nilush shekorim kichlach omine mesika shekorim lekach em bichlal pas v'mokom shenoagim heter bepas shel akum gam hem mutorim. Okay? What are they? So you make a simple kichel. A simple lekach, regular cake, a regular anything baked, anything which is bililoso over for sure, and even raka. Anything which is blilosa, over for sure, and might be even raka if it's baked. Not cooked. If it's baked, it would be din of pas, although the brocha is mezoinos, although the brocha is not a moitzi lechem in haaretz. Because be'etzem, it's a lechem, as the Taz brings, kevan de'i kava alayu sudo, you would say a moitzi. Since on lekach, on cake, if you kovei a sudo on a Danish, you would say a moitzi, it's of pas. So that's the key. Very good. Oh, a good observation. I mean, look, let's get it. We did it. Yeah, very good. It's a good observation. The Achronim observed such a thing, and they said, despite that, once pas was mutar, is that only the amount I need lechayin nefesh? Maybe only chayin nefesh. Maybe only half a pita. What do you eat more? If the reason is chayin nefesh, which it is, or shas hadchak. No, that haki doch do nor do. I have to eat cake, I have to eat Danish, and I have to eat lesova nafshoy. No, don't eat it. There's no such a thing. Lo la'inu chiluk as the pas is mutar only kabeya, as much as you need per day. So just like in pas itself, the derivatives of pas or the cousins of pas, pasabab kisnin, which most of the time is mezoinus, occasionally you say amoiti when you kabeya suda, it's also pas. That's the key. Many poskim, it's endless, this list. And basically it's a toisves. It's Rabbi Chiel that the Rosh brings, which is a toisves, that wherever you would kovea suda, you say hamoitzi, it's pas legabe paspalter, which has the heter of paspalter. So memela, any cakes, lekach, v'chulu, that are made by a nachtom, goy, you'll be able to buy. במקום שאין נחתום ישראל לפי הספרדים, ולפי הרמו, even במקום שיש נחתום ישראל. All kinds of cakes and danishes, cookies and all of them that you will say hamoitzi when you are kovei asuda. To exclude those that you will not say hamoitzi when you kovei asuda, למשל, pretzels. Pretzels, you cannot say hamoitzi even if you eat part. Even if you kovei asuda, because as in gator lechem, pretzel is, the small pretzels are the most the clearest example of embo tzura slechem. Very good. They say, I haven't seen it written, that Agrisha used to say Cheerios is turisa denahama. It's a small bagel. But that's a chidush adir. That is the chidush lashamayim. That Cheerios are turisa denahama, has a toar lechem, Umimela falls into pass. Umimela falls into pass, and is no problem of bishul akum because it's nothing to do with bishul. It's pass. It's a pass. And if you kovei asuda, it's a mitzi. Wow. Kovei asuda on Cheerios, it's a mitzi. Azozach has a tzuras pass, a cookie. Ados, I don't know what. something, I don't know what it is, but something suras pas. A chiru and suras pas? So what's the difference of big beggar or small? What is the difference? The size of the beggar. I don't know.
The other ingredients don't make like corn syrup and all the other ingredients wouldn't change.
That's what makes sweet.
The ingredients turn it from mezoinus to amoti to mezoinus or backwards. But the possibility, the potential possibility of becoming hamoitzi is depending on tzura sapas. So matzah is tzura sapas. Even if you say mezonos lefia svardim, if you kovea suda, it's hamoitzi. Perfect. A cookie, so Danish, chulo, chulo, chulo. But itriot, spaghetti, pasta. Baked, not cooked, baked. That's not tzura sapas. Hairs, vermlach. Tosfos talks about veremlach. This is veremlach, like a worm, a hair. Those are not tzuras pas. So even if a person will bake those, we're talking about spaghetti, loose, not one body. One body might be tzuras pas. The macaroni is together, one piece. Could be. Could be Yerushalmi, could be Amitzi. Could be, I don't know. But I'm talking loose. That's not tzuras pas. So that would not never be amoiti. So it's not pas paltar. It will belong in bishul. Follow? It will belong in bishul. Wow, that's a big difference. So to omeret kacha, that cooked spaghetti is by, or baked, forget about cooked, baked. Baked with little amount of water, of marge, or whatever. By a goy in a series of mechuve. Don't say it's pas, it's bishul, and it belongs in Hilchos Bishul. And during the year also, don't say it's pas, it belongs in Hilchos Bishul. Hasn't got a heter of pas. It has to be that potentially you could say hamoitzi when you kovei asuda.
So it'd be more machmir and bishul.
Aywa, bediuk.
Bishul has a
kula, exactly. Oshul ha'oshchan melochim, and has other kulas, bishul. Bishul has another kula. Or la shulchan melochim, has to be or la shulchan melochim to eat it with bread, and spaghetti you don't eat with bread. Could be such a thing exists. That has to be something that you eat with bread, meat, fish, v'chulu, but not something that you don't eat with bread because the nature is bread. So that is a different in bishul. But pas, it will never be pas unless you sometimes say hamoitzi lemasha b'kviyus sudeh. Once you have that, then it's pas, and then it falls into the rules of pas, or of course, as a mechuva, you'll have a problem to eat all you cakes, v'chulu. So all cookies, cakes, danishes, what else? Pastries, I don't know what, all of them. Only a hechsher that the Yid did not involve himself to make it pas Israel will be also in Asir mechuva.
It doesn't make a difference if there's
pas paltis. No. Afilu em pas Israel motzui. Afilu em the first derosh Hashanah. Those who eat fan shofar. Yeah. So the mezonos that you eat, make sure. A certain mezonos doesn't mean in between. Means Rosh Hashanah too. I don't know. Kubi starts after Abdullah. No, first day too. So if they would have some honey cake. That, oh, why not? Okay. It does, if it has only a hechsher that it's not involving a yid, igniting the chulu v'chulu to be pas Israel, it will be pas paltar, which is also rafilu and pas Israel.
Motzu. Is there any hetter says in Mitzvah that's ikar din, that you don't have to be
machmir? I don't know, what's the lashon shulchan aruch? I forgot. He said lashon, what's the lashon in Tzamar Resh Gimel? What the lashon is? Huh? What the lashon is? Yeah, that's a shkunor. That's a lashon hamechaber, by the way. Afilu those who are not nizhar, they have to be nizhar. That's a mechuba. Yeah. The lashon. It's pas. Pas doesn't need the lashon hamelochim. Pas is a chumra. And you don't need the Ori Ashur HaMelochim. It has a kula of Chaye Nefesh, another kula of Nachtom, another kula of Chulu V'Chulu, but has a chumra that I don't need Ori Ashur HaMelochim. Because by nature, bread is Ori Ashur HaMelochim, by definition. What's the Loshon HaMechaber? Vidos. Oh, he. Afilu. Vidos Loshon. Mi she'eno nizar mipas shel kusim. Mi she'eno nizar mipas shel kusim. Ba'aser she'metshuva tzorich le'izoher. What's the Vidos? Tzorich. What's the tzorich le'izoher? I don't know. Tzorich. You have to. Afilu mipas paltar shel goy. You see? Ve'im eno yochol efot. Yachshir hatanur, and that's it. The only thing is to makshir hatanur. Even if with one toothpick, or maybe if you blow into the tanur, makes the flame bigger, or you, of course, if you raise the temperature. That's it. So in Aseres Metshuva, kimat, there is no heter. There is one heter in Aseres Metshuva. We'll talk later at the end, There's one heter in Aseres Metshuva. But basically not in all pastries and cookies and anything that you will say, Hamoitzi Bekvius Sudo. Yeah, so make sure either you have access to pass Israel cake or bake at home. And what's the reason? The reason is pashut. To be misnahek, b'kdusha, b'tahara. So extra chumra. Yeah. Even after Yom Tov, you go back to regular. You don't need afilu atoras nedorim to that. That hidus you were nizan as mechuba doesn't need hatora after Yom Kippur. You go back to normal. Yeah, but Mamara Musgar, if you want to understand what that is in Musar, there are of that speaks about. How do you do that? You know you're going back, so what is that? That's my money. But that's a lo menainian. Achshav. Now, the next halacha, which is another machlukas mechaben Ramon, is the next din. Yeah. Avas pa shel bale batim, and continuing base, pa shel bale batim, en sham mishe moire bo lehoker, shei karak zera mishum chasnus, vim yochal pas bale batim, yovo lisod etzlam. Fine. He says, en ba mishe matir. Pa shel bale batim, en ba mishe matir. Shei karak zera mishum chasnus, vim yochal pas bale batim, yovo lisod etzlam. So what means pas, velo mikre pas bale bait? Ella im asa'o libne beisoy. The Balabai did it for his own family, his own household. Aval asa'o limkor, the Balabai decided to sell, he became a palter. Although his profession is a lawyer. Although he might be a doctor. But if he made some kind of bread to sell to the neighbors, that's a palter. Farpisha and darko bekach. V'chem palter she asa'o le'atzmo, a baker who makes his own bread and his own, let's say, recipe or bread, and he invites you, mikre balabai, that's a balabai. Yet, turn to the Saif Ches, Yesh Misha Oimer, the Bemokom Shem Partar Motsu Kleal, Mutar Afilu Shel Balabatim. Ve'en Tzarich Lehamtin Ala Pat Kasher Ve'chen Nuhagim. Wow, this is another kula of the Ramo. Mechaber doesn't hold of it. He says only Yesh Misha Omer. The Shita Sarao, the Mechaber holds like the Rashba. He doesn't hold it. He only brings Yesh Misha Omer. That if there is no Nachtom altogether, there's no Nachtom. Even Nachtom Goy there isn't. I don't know where. There's somewhere in the desert. And is Mutar Bepat Balabai. That was part of the Heter. The Heter Shenehagu, because Gzera Shena Yichurim La'amot Ba, Velo Pashta HaTakana Bechol Yisrael, goes that far to be Matir Pas Balabai also. Shita Samechaber is not like that, but the Ramos says clearly, v'chen nohagim, that you could take from a balabos and goy. That's another kula, big kula. I don't think if it's practical, you don't find it today, especially because of the mixtures, taruvas. Yeah. Now, let's say the pas Yisrael is more expensive. Is that called Pas Yisrael Motsui or not? What is that? Pas Yisrael is more expensive, as usual. it's only a toothpick. It's only a toothpick. Divide a toothpick by 100,000 pounds a day. He's on the way to shul. Hello. You woke him up middle of the night. How much are you willing to take to wake up in the middle of 10 minutes? How much you need? And let's not make fun. Chas v'shalom. But whatever it is, let's say it's more expensive. Va'afilu imhu beyoker, id achronim tok. Asur, the choshen imtza pat Yisrael. Shulchan Aruch doesn't have any difference. More beyoker, less beyoker. There's another difference in Shulchan Aruch, but not the yakrus, the value. The value there's no such a thing in Shulchan Aruch. More value, more hefsed, more hefsed. Hefsed merubah is a major ingredient in Yoradea, every page. All of a sudden here, hefsed merubah hasn't got any room here. I was finished. Hefsed merubah. Look, chelek aleph. Every second page is hefsed merubah. Comes chelek bet ilchot pat akum. Zog apes. When pas paltar goy is mutar meikaratin, let's say, b'mokom shem pas Yisrael, zog that if pas Yisrael is double or 30% more, oh, that's hefsed merubah, no? Well, dollar 30 is not hefsed merubah relative to the dollar, no? $10 in 30 is not hefsed. Okay, word nicht. What is there? Shitas Rashba that if the pass of the paltar goy is more, what is more yofe? But Loshon Shulchan Aruch. Yofe is more yofe. What's yofe? Yofe mimenu. Tastier, different zah, completely. Yofe mimenu. Yesh omrim shemi sheyesh beyodo pas, o sheyesh paltar Yisrael, yesh paltar akum sheoise pas yofe mimenu. What is yofe mimenu? So we imitate Oreo. So the CRC, Sagdus Arabonim, imitated Oreo. Oreo Shlita in Oreo. Imitated Oreo, Parve, whatever you want. Sorry. That's, it just came out. And the name is, basically the same name, more or less. It looks the same. CRC, Sagdus Arabonim. But it's only imitation. But the MSR, oh, that is Gan Eden. So that difference, oh, no. Past Akum or Paspal Targoi, better saying, it's Yofe Mimenu. Huh? That also means that. What's Yofe Mimenu means? Listen. Yesh Omrim Sheim Yesh Beyodo Pas Paltar Israel. Yesh Paltar Akum Oise Pas Yofe Mimenu. O Mimin Acher, a better ingredient, Isha Mutar. Of course, Mutar with the condition of the first Saif. And today we consider it makom shenahagu lehakel bepat paltar. What is yofe? I never see. How much yofe has to be? Huh? What is yofe? How could any company, Vizot Mendoz, compare an ice cream cone, the cone itself, a Yiddish company, to, I don't know, Carvel cones. I don't know if Carvel existed there, but can be. It's impossible. It's pas yofe mimenu, huh? There is pita, the pita world. Pita is an Arabic bread from Ishmaelim. Who makes it in Brooklyn? The first ones, the Arabs in Machshamam, in Atlantic Avenue, if you know, which is Ezor Shekulo Arabi. Arabs, Muslims. The name is Chvesnish Arabs, an Arabic name. That is the pita. Vayavo aharehem hartumim vayasuken. It's a demon. But what could you do? It's Yossi's pita, uncle's pita, Moshe's pita, Slezer's pita, demon from pita, Oichet pita. But the MS, those who know what pita is, what is pita? The pat, no pita. A pita is Aladdin, the name. Oh, the pita. So that's your fahe menu. Huh? Oh, that's not your fahe menu. What's your fahe menu? I know what Yofeh Menu is. I can measure it. Yofeh Menu means eno motzui.
You hear the money influences
Yofeh? No, I don't know what it means. Yofeh Menu means the Zach. I don't know what it means. Money was already outruled money.
Money is not... Artisan bread is something that would definitely be Yofeh
Menu.
Like artisan bread,
they're
like these
modern
types of breads. That's
Yofeh Menu. Oh, a substantial difference. Oh, those are the... A Zach, which is be'etzem different. A different Zach, completely. Yeah, let's say la baguette française, the baguette, the French baguette. Everybody, baguette, this is baguette. It's a demi-hour baguette, it's only long, that's all it is. אבל אין תוכו כברו. זה גונש. זה הפסדים יוכל פגש מגט, זה גונש. היה בגי אז יוכל פגט. זה זל בזח. It has to be an substantial difference. I am a zach. So that the Oreo, it's a bissel besser, all right, a bissel besser. That is also a difference. See, to measure this is very hard. But that heter we find. We don't find the heter of Hilch. It's not sign so stand. If the merube, so stand up as a word in Hilch. She say a word about money. Nothing. Mechaber, Amon, Neshach, Taz, nothing. The ganze Zimmer.
Why does it have to be such a substantial? Maybe it's that.
Can you reshe lo? I don't know.
Right,
that's
right.
Not.
You have to make it.
It has to be substantial. It cannot be excited. It cannot be.
No, why can't the Oreos and Kleins be different?
No, it cannot be. Cannot be. As another Varsov. And another Varsov.
Yeah.
Yofe, Yofe. Lo yoter to, lo katu. Tzadik, lo katu yoter to. Bel, yafe imenu, kemo shu amar. Yafe imenu. Shener, what's a shener?
Lush of the Mechaber in the end, even the diamond,
Noicha Yoiz, Rechaz, Paltas, Mifnei Chashivusa, Ve'enav. I don't know,
just Chashivusa, Ve'enav. So that's
the Hakar. I'm more Noite like him. Otherwise, there's no end to this. A Dr. Yofe, the Dato Noite, he's more accustomed, more used to. They make pita thick. That's not pita. That's not pita. Thick, pita thick, and the pita of the Dorton Atlantic Avenue is under the Zahengans.
That's Dato
Noite? Okay, could be. But the Oreo, I don't know. It has to be a substantial difference. One is soft, one. Very hard. But again, Geld Sachen, Geld issues don't make a difference here. Now, one more important.
Yeah. This one, this is to make it that it's like a house.
There is it.
Even if you have men
and women. Yeah. I said it, by the way, very important. Observe, yeah. Very important, the aura that it is then who makes the Rosh Kollel, that this is only, Yofe Emenu is only, that is considered. There is no Palta Israel, because the Palta Israel is less Yofe, but that's only a Gantzior, holier. But the same Metshuva, even if there is no Palta Israel altogether, can I take Palta Goy? So what's Hobby from the Yofe Emenu? On the Aseret Metshuva, the Yofe Emenu won't help me. Yofe Emenu would help me an entire year besides those days. But Yofe Emenu makes it that it's not Palt, there's no Palta Israel Motsui.
What's
the
deal with par-baked bagels?
What you do? Oh, that's Igros Meshe. But Igros Meshe talk about bagels and Chelek Bezir Adea. That someone asks him, Benyan bagel, he says bagel, that they are first of all cooked, mukhlat, so meret holtim berotim, v'hakach ofinoto. The Maskona, he says, as a din pass, that doesn't get the din bishur. A bagel as a din pass, I know, I heard. While I was answering, I read. So something else, it's only part. Partially baked, what is it? The salad partially baked?
Yeah.
Ro'oil lewat? Nothing. You can't eat it the way it is.
You can eat it.
But now it's a nuzach. So the mechaber brings later, the mechaber, it's often a mechaber, such a thing. In Shukhonoruk shtet noch dem, dos, that how could you make it pas Yisrael being pas paltar? This would help a lot, aseret metshuva, would help a lot. Bechlal, in a city which pas paltar is not motzui, could you renew the Maisei Yisrael? Could you renew the pas? Could you make a new ponim chadoshes? Yesh mi she'omer, yeah. Im hoitzi ha'pas, while the pas is in the oven, avada any Maisei Yisrael that improves the final touch of the pas, of course, makes it pas Yisrael. Even if it was already baked by the goy placed it. Let's say in azam mokum that gets baked, so it's pas paltar, pas goy, pas paltar. Comes the yid, pushes it deeper or further to bake better. Comes out shener, because closer will burn, and he makes it. Further, it bakes slower and nicer. That's for sure, pas Yisrael. Although the baking was placed by a goy. That's pashut. Let's see, hotzi et hapat. Hotzi et hapat. Yesh takana lehachziro letanur im hu mashbiach. Oh, if that makes it better again. So the pas is finished. the pass is finished, Gendik. The pass is done. The pass is baked, is marketable, it's ready to eat. But it's in a stage that if you put it back again, it'll be better. Is warming involved? It means even warming? You buy paspalter, you put it in an oven, in a dose, it's optimum dose, in a toaster oven for 30 seconds, oh, it's warm, it's better? The pass is wrong, I did it. I did it. Silek my sedition. He removed what the first one did. Goy did pat, the ganze pat. And I made a new ponim. What do you mean? This is not like that. It's a ponim chadosh, it's gefashmak, it's fresh, it's soft, it does, yeah. Huh? That's a machaber. No, I know it's still bad. Yeah, it could be. Yeah, stam v'yesh, it does, yeah. Yeah. Stam is no nifsak yitru. Yesh mishoy met. Sheafilu hoitzi apas. Okay. Yesh takono lehatiro letan leachziro letanur al yedei Yisrael imu mashbiach. I make toast. Shmak ezach, I make toast. Mashbiach, no? I bought bread, gogonish, pas paltar. And I make a toast. Zozichem mashbiach. No? Ana mashbiach. The toast is not mashbiach, huh? The Ben Shai holds making toast on Shabbos, Shai Mishum Makeh Patish. He put it on the blech and it becomes toasted. It's Makeh Patish. Why? It's a new Zach. You made a new Kelly, a new Zach. Shabbi, Gemer Melocha, Tikun Melocha, Makeh Patish in Ochlim, in food. There's a Mishabur Abir Alocha, as Maskono is not, but Rav Pealim from Ben Shai, yes. Fine. I'm not going into that, but. No, pat in back into a toaster is not mashbiach. You say it's only Ish Misha Omer, it's a machlokes.
That's what Hagufa, what he's saying. The first part is saying,
I want to be making like the second, let's say. Or maybe mashbiach, mizman mash mashbiach. Just warming it up is not mashbiach. I take an OU baguette, which is pas palta, and I put it in the dos. Ish Misha Omer. I don't know how far is the sheva has
it's
to be.
Thing,
no, it's baked. You hotzi a pat. Hotzi a pat, a kavana baked. Hotzi et a pat. Hotzi et a pat means it's finished. By ochlim, by making a toast on Shabbos, taking challah, put it on top of the chun, of the pot, which is, has water on top of it, and it dries and it becomes a rock. Oh, doctor, makir pot is a chayav. No, why? No, that's not the that's a ruchnisi ketikun. No, tzadik. Okay, but that's ruchnisi ketikun. No, ruchnisi ketikun. It's not a mitzvah, it's a ketikun. Tzatanai zah, I take off, I can't eat it, it's too much mice, I eat it. It's a nice zah, you can't get it, it's a new zah. Toast. One more nekuda, which is an Igros Moshe, which I think I want to share with you. I'm sure you learned it. The Igros Moshe is Mechadesh, Echidush, Kedarko, Bekodesh, which is very important to know. All this is basically a pas, Nachtum, pas Paltar, that the pas belongs to a Paltar, belongs to the Goy, and he baked it. And it's mutar v'makom shen nachtom Israel, lefi asfardim, or lefi ramo, even v'makom shen nachtom Israel. That's only pas paltar. It belongs to the goy. You have no way to make pas, and you must come to the goy to get it. However, let's say you made pas yourself, buy it, you make your own challah. So you made it. You prepared the dough. And you had to leave to bring the children chesnish from school. Zog the balaboster sells the goita, put it in the oven. Put it in the oven. I said, pass Israel, it's my pass. My pass? Let it be at least Nachtom Israel, Nachtom Goy. So it's pass, Nachtom Goy. Nachtom Goy is also good. Nachtom Goy. Let the Goya be the baker. If she has a bakery, no, that's fine. And if she's by me at home, she cannot put it in the oven. What's the fakert about? If she has a bakery and she makes the dough afilu, and she put it in the oven, that's fine. Or according to the Ramah. But if the pot is mine, it's only better. I told her, put it into the oven, or even less. I placed it, and I told her, take it out and turn it the other side. So it bakes from the other side. So the other side was raw, or the bottom, or the top, or the who knows what. And she did something significant to it. Oh, that's a pass. That's also razoi shteti nali rishonim, all of them. The dover, very important, and motzui. It's not motzui in the house. No, it's not motzui in the house. It's motzui in bakeries. Who owns the bakery? Mr. Stern. Mr. Greenhouse or Ichlesnish or Mr. Sutton. It doesn't work. Who are the bakers? Goyim. They bake, they make the dough, and they put it in the oven. What do you mean? The bakery is a yid. So pass Israel. Not only it's not pass Israel, it doesn't have the heter of paspaltar either, and it's also mikardin. Pardon? The heter of paspaltar was only when you had no choice, no way to make it, because you cannot bake, you are not equipped, you don't know, you whatever. Then there's a paspaltar. So good, buy from the paltar. He made the bread, or you don't know how to bake it, and you have no way how to bake it, and you made it, but you gave him to bake it. Maybe also. But you have a way to bake it, and you bake it at your home. And you prepare it in your house, in your kitchen. But you're lazy to put it in the oven, you may burn your hand. Tell the boy, put it inside. Let it be at least paspaltar is organ ali rishonim. No. Shach brings the rishonim, b'shesef. According to this, all bakeries, public bakeries, are a problem. Unless the bakers, the ones who put it in the oven, there's at least a yid there. At least the mashgiach puts on the fire, or adds on the match, the kisam. If someone asks the Igros Moshe, as you have it, b'inyan pas Yisroel she'afa'a akum. So we can learn it. To learn together is the best. B'dovar pas Yisroel she'afa'a akum she'sover hatur. There's no din bishule akum shebeoyso lo nahagu heter beshum makom. To. Veine lechaora hu tamua. Maitama lohi gam bepas shel akum sheafa'a akum isur bishul akum. What we spoke before. Dechi machma shu pas shel akum adifa lehokel. More cooler. Ela look in the ran shemefarish de leinian bishul akum. Leka chiluk de gam bepas shel akum. Ikaze shekosav sheheter gzeras atanur shegirat atanur means ignite in the oven vechitu haYisrael hu rak bepas Yisrael. That hasn't got only mishum bishul, aval pas shelahem afilu afa Yisrael asur mishum sheneesar balisha vearicha. This is the shita saran, something else. We didn't speak that if the goy prepared the dough, all those challah that you sell them frozen and needs only baking to bake them, they are also biglash is a pat shel goy. The pat shel goy asur olam. Pat shel goy asur hasn't got a head. That's the run, but it's not hard. Ena lach mashma, the vepat shelahem yesh bo gam isur bishur. Fine. The rotzel omar, she gam hatur sover she yesh isur bepat akum shel ala lisha, only on the preparing it. In ken she gam pas shel akum yesh bo isur bishur mikom akom hitiruhu mishum chay nefesh ve'en hatzibur yichulim la'amod ba ve'lo pashta takana bechol Yisrael she nimtza shel eka achar ha'heter isur klal. In ken gam bepas Yisrael she afa akum yesh lo lihiyot bichlal ha'heter. Why there is no heter pas Yisrael she afa akum? This that the Rishonim bring and the Shach brings, that pas shel Israel, your own challah, your own bread at home, that the goita baked in your own oven, is also why there is no heter of nachtum. That is kasha, a simple shag. Ela, tzarich lomar, you could skip six lines. Tzarich lomar, she misvara sover ken, techevan de be'etzem gam pasu bichlal isur bishul, laki tiru mipnei hadochak, נמצא שיש עניין האיסור עדיין. זה לא להתר. לכן בפס ישראל שלק הדוחק, די יכול לזכור פועלים ישראלים. Why don't you bake? לא התירו. לכן משמע ולא עושה פושל. Why didn't you bake? You have an oven. You could bake. You could make an oven. Why don't you bake? when you have no access to baking because you need an achtum, that's mutar. That's the heter. But when you have an access to fire and it's easy for you to bake it, and you told the goy to do it because it's more convenient, because you weren't there, because you're coming late, because v'chulu, that's not a heter. Therefore, he says, imke mistaber del kemo shelo amrina shehaya efshar shehiye Yisrael ofe limkor. Oh, exactly. Why don't we say bepas paltar? Let Israel make it. Should we answer it apart? Let him prepare it. Let him. No, that we don't say, because not everyone knows how to make bread. Not everyone has an oven. You can't tell every yid, go do it at home. Hitiru nachtom. ולא יחשב דוחק, משום הרבה פעמים לא מזדמן כל כך. אם צריך לזכור פועלים, נמי לא מזדמן, לא פועלים ישראלים. ולכן, אולי רק באופן שאין צריך לפועלים, כגון בשל בעל הבית, he could bake it himself, why don't you do it? Oh, so that din, that the Rishonim say, pas Yisrael, she'afa'a akum bebeto shel ha'Yisrael, it's asur, although it's against higayon, it's in your own home, because you could do it. But if you have a quantity that you cannot do, because you have 10,000, I don't know, loaves of bread, you cannot do it. You don't have so many ovens. So you need an assistance of a goy. Ebazoi, that's nachtum. So that's the key. If it's commercial, meaning the volume, it's impossible for a person to control, for every individual to control and to do it himself. He needs the assistance of goyim. Let him take Yiddish workers at home. He can't. Who has that? Let him take Mesharsim, Yiddish Mesharses, Mesharetet. Who could do it? But Paltar, that he has no way to solve the problem besides using Goyim, that's Mutar. Therefore, Baker is a Mutar. The same case, at home is Osur, in a Baker is Mutar. So the Mrs. Stern, in her bakery, she could put Goyim to do it. Pas Paltar, completely, Paltar. Without the involvement of Yid. But Paltar is Mutar. Bemokom Shem Pas Yisroel, or according to the Mechab, the Ramo, even Bemokom Shem Pas Yisroel. That's paspaltar, which is mutar. I mean, to exception of a Sarizim Mechuvavada, or exception of the Medakdikim, or exception of Shabbos. But that same Mrs. Stone, Babayichela? What do you mean? In the bakery at all, those to put in the oven, and at home I cannot take the shiksa, and manaf kamina, it is better than there. It's my home. And that's also. So to be very careful at home. You bake cookies, I don't know what, cakes, those. All of them, the owner or the yid should put, at least to put on the fire, then of course anybody could put it in, or if the fire is on before, by a goy, at least you place in the tray or the food. That's the only way.
Well, it doesn't sound like it's a visual Indian, so would it be much like this, Masrin and that?
No. Pass was always taken out of Bishul.
But this is one owned by a Jew. It sounds like it has its choice has been of Bishul for calling it.
Yeah.
But Bishul is not a pass anymore.
Yeah, which is also.
So they should only be the din of Bishul now.
Okay, so it's also.
So the lighting fire for a start.
Unless. Yeah, it's also. Unless you do my heter and Bishul. Heter of Bishul.
So the Sfarim shouldn't be made though in having Jewish-owned things that are only lit the fire by Jew, but put in by a goy. That should be
Bishul. No, that's mutar. Because after all, it's pass. After all, it's pass. You have the heter of pass.
Any
Jewish-owned bakery could employ goyim, and it's pass paltar, and it's mutar. Can't pass Israel. Any Stern, even if Mr. Stern is in Brooklyn, is in Miami, and the factory is in Brooklyn, and he has only Mexicanos. Only, that's all he has. That's pas paltar, which is mutar. The same scenario at home is osur. It's not pas Israel. Now, one more question, which I think Kvothem mentioned before, distance, pas paltar in the other end of town, I'm sorry, pas paltar here, And Pas Yisrael in the end of town. At the end of town. On the other end, on the katzeh, the other end. In the Mechaber at the end, in Shulchan Aruch at the end, brings Miyesh Mishe Omer, Shea Nizhar Mipas Akum, okay, Vehu Baderech, Im Yishpat Shel Yisrael, he has to go 4 miles, Arba Milim. Anyway, he's traveling, so he has 72, he should wait an hour and change before he is the local path. He has Nachtum here on Yisrael in town, and he's traveling, he's walking, he's traveling, he's driving. An hour he should wait until it. Now, that's only because he's going anyway. But in the same town, there's no shear. What's a shear? What's a shear in town? What's a shear? The Achronim say that in same town, everything is osur, unless it's very far. Very hard to say what are distances from here to there. Very hard to Mazerahok, Mazekarov. You live in, let's say, I don't know. Oh, because Ramo is Mekel. Ramo is Mekel there at the end, and he says, Nahagu lehakel, nahon. Kwan itvael, no agim lehakel. So, Abaya. Asir zimetshuva, also bin afkamina. Bin asir zimetshuva. Is this din also in asir zimetshuva asur? This din, this kula of the Ramo, that travelers are allowed to eat immediately, even asir zimetshuva. Travelers, the Ramo says, Nahagu to eat immediately. You're hungry, you have paspaltar in somewhere on the way, you parked, you could eat it. Even as a mechuba, huh? Or maybe not. Whoa.
It's called like a nachtum Yisrael, but it doesn't help.
Oh, Pashtus is called like a nachtum Yisrael. I saw Achronim and say no, but this is mutar mikaradin. Even as a mechuba is mutar. Lo yitrichu oto baderech, period. But
the Ramah himself holds its mutter when there's. Right? The Ramah himself holds its mutter when.
Fine, and I said mechuba too. The travelers. Travelers who have 4 more miles.
Why does he have to say.
It's mutter. It's mutter. It's mutter.
If it's not mutter, meikar adin.
It's mutter, no, I'm saying mutter.
He has a heter that if it's. That it, even when there's is a Nachum Yisrael, the Ramah said. He argues with Machab, right? Ramos.
Yeah, the regular. The regular.
Okay, so why is it, so then what's this other heter?
So it must be
Meikra Din. Anyway, he holds its mother. He must be talking even according to Machab, or otherwise he himself not to that. Right?
It's matter anyway. Even if you have paspalt,
pass. Right there.
In front of you, you have both. You take that.
You go left and right.
You can go left. That's a good order, you're right. So that would be Mutar Meikra Din and Semet Shuvatu. That's the din. And there, Lo Gazru.
You have to stand there.